Hey, Seminole family, thank you for joining me for another devotion. Today, I want to talk about how to respond to annoying behavior. We all have people in our life that just irritate us, don't we? How should we respond when someone is being annoying? We're called to be patient with people's quirks, with their peculiarities, their mannerisms, their odd behavior, even their irritating habits. You know what I'm talking about, right? We show love when we don't get irritated or impatient with people's personal quirks. And we've all got them. You've got them. I've got them. We've all got these little mannerisms and irritating habits, ways of speaking and ways of thinking, ways of talking and acting. When we control our anger and when we refuse to get upset by people's quirks, we're showing them love and mercy. I want to give you maybe the most important marriage advice you'll ever get. It's in this next verse, Ephesians 4:2. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Notice the phrase, making allowance. Making allowance for each other's faults. Why? Well, because you married a sinner. And so did they. They may have married a bigger one. And two imperfect people cannot make a perfect marriage. We all have faults. Our spouse has faults. And a great marriage is the union of two forgivers. That's what makes a great marriage. It's the union of two great forgivers. Scripture says, make allowance for each other's faults because of your love. The number one place that we need to learn to show mercy is at home. Why? Because that's where we see each other's faults far more than anybody else. We're up close and personal with those faults. And we've got to live with them the rest of our life. Marriages don't usually die because of one big catastrophe. Marriages are buried because of a lot of little digs. They're just little nagging and digging and nagging and digging. And it says to make allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Show mercy. The Bible says we show mercy by being patient with each other's quirks, our foibles, our weaknesses, our mistakes, all the things that make us human. How do I get more patient with my kids? How do I get more patient with my spouse, with my friends? How do I get more patient? It's really one word, wisdom. The wiser you get, the more patient you'll be. James 3:17 says, but the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy. If we're easily irritated, we are not wise. Be patient with people's quirks. So here's some application questions for you to think about this week. Who do you need to show patience toward this week? How can you make allowances for that person? And what does wisdom have to do with patience? How will you actively pursue growing in wisdom this week? I'm going to be praying for you. Hope you have a great day today. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you next time.